Welcome to our first show right here on Real Prospector, putting personality into real estate. Today, what a lineup we've got. The founder of RP Funding, Robert Palmer, of course, the Robert Palmer family of companies. Joe Jones is here from Keller Williams. He'll be our representing real estate and realtor segment today. And Tony Caruso will chime in before the program's over. How do swimming pools tie in to your home environment? And when it comes to buying or selling a home, what is the role of the pool in that transaction? But we'll start off with Robert Palmer. Robert, let's talk about interest rates and mortgages.
You have got to lock your interest rate in up front. All right, let's talk about how this works.
Mm-hmm.
So you call around, you shop around, you talk to three mortgage companies. They quote you an interest rate. They quote you fees. You pick the one you like the best. And you say, okay, I'm going to take that 3.5% fixed 30-year rate with a 3.72 APR or whatever the numbers are with the guy you pick. And you say, let's do it. Let's move forward. I'm going to take that deal. And he says, well, I don't think we should lock your rate in quite yet because I have a feeling, and that feeling tells me that rates are going to get even better, right? So don't lock it in today. Don't take the amazing deal I just offered you. The deal I offered you that is better than everyone else's deal that you talked to.
They got you in the door.
Don't take that deal. Let's wait. Because I think a few weeks from now, the deal will be oh so better. Right? No. Well, guess what happens 2 weeks from now?
Oh, the rates start edging up.
All of a sudden, whether rates actually went up or not, this guy is telling you that rates went up, right? And if rates go down, he's not telling you that. He's going to leave you right where you were. This is how mortgage companies make extra money. Well, one, this is how they bait and switch to get you in the door. And the thing is, by not locking your rate, it's legal. It's completely legal because you made a decision to float your rate. And when you float your rate, you're completely at their mercy. So today I sit here as a consumer and I have 30 days to close on my new home loan. And I do the right thing, and I shop around, and I talk to three companies, and I pick the one with the best deal, and then I let the guy talk me out of locking in, right? So right now, I have all the power, right?
Yeah.
I'm, as the consumer, I have the power.
Mm-hmm.
If company A, if I actually take the time to call three companies and pit them against each other and shop them against each other, I now have all the power as the consumer. As soon as I don't lock the rate, I have now given all of the power to the guy that I'm in process with that I did not lock the rate with. Because here's what happens. 2 weeks from now, now I am 16 days away from closing on my new home loan. I have no options. I have no time to switch companies. I have no time to go anywhere else. So when the guy all of a sudden says, oh, time to lock your rate in, and you think, oh, great. Well, it was going to be 3.5. Has it gone down to 3.0? And he says, no, actually, it's gone up to 4. And your jaw drops. And you say, well, what do you mean it went up to 4? And now he's going to talk to you about how Janet Yellen, you know, and the Fed, they made a statement. And, you know, the wind blew east instead of west. And the Chinese are buying less mortgage bonds today. Mm-hmm. And the Greek crisis has started to resolve itself. And I really, really thought rates were going to go down. I was wrong. Rates are now higher, which could be a complete lie. You have no way to know. The consumer has no way to know in reality what this company's rates have done over that time period. But when he looks at you and he says, nope, you didn't lock in back when I could give you the 3.5. So today you're getting a 4. And then he thinks to himself, what are you going to do about it? We're closing in 2 weeks, right? This is the attitude. This is the idea. I've watched this. I watched this as a senior vice president of a big wholesale lender that bought loans from mortgage brokers for a big chunk of my career. And this is how the game got played. And I refuse to play it here at RP Funding, which is why we lock everyone's rate in up front. As soon as you sign our application, as soon as you give us that real estate contract, we lock your rate right there. Some companies will tell you, well, we can't lock your rate until the appraisal comes back. That is code word for I am going to screw you and raise your rate 2 weeks from now when you have no choice and it's too late for you to go to a different lender, right?
Wow.
That's the translation, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
So lock your rate in up front. And if someone will not lock your rate, right? So let's go back to our shopping scenario. So I shop around and I get three deals and the one guy says he's going to give me the 3.5 30-year fix with a 3.71 APR and he's the best deal. And I say, all right, I'd like to move forward. I'd like to lock that rate in, right? Because I'm now an informed consumer.
Sure.
Because I listened to Robert Palmer this morning at 9:44, and he told me that when I'm shopping for a mortgage, I should say, I want to lock my rate in right now, right? And the guy says, well, We can't lock your rate in until we get your appraisal back. We can't lock your rate in until the underwriter looks at your file. We can't lock your rate in for like 2 or 3 weeks in the future. You should then hang up the phone and go with plan B, right? Or tell the guy, well, look, I want a rate you can lock in today. So what could you lock me into today? Oh, we could lock you today at 4. Well, then why did you quote me 3.5, right? This is what happens. Right. This is what happens every day.
Thank you, Robert. Let's welcome to the show Joe Jones. I tell you what, if you talk real estate in Orlando, one of the names that will come to the top of the conversation very quickly is Joe Jones, Keller Williams. And Joe, welcome to the show. It's good to have you as our inaugural guest.
Well, fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Now, I follow you on Facebook. I follow you all over the web. You're very socially conscious. So you're using both the social media, you're using also a lot of the internet for your research. Tell us about yourself. Why did you choose Keller Williams?
Well, ultimately, Keller Williams is a very big family-run business. And ultimately, when you can actually put those three things together, God, family, and then business together under one roof, ultimately, it's a win-win for everybody.
Now, one of the things that I've known about you for the less than a year we've known each other is that there are people who live their business, and then there are people who just do business. I know of real estate people who got their license in a shopping center little classroom every Saturday and Sunday for a few months. They took the test, and it's sort of a part-time thing. You know, however, a lot of times someone will choose for their sister-in-law, their next-door neighbor, my brother's wife, to be my real estate agent. And then on the other side of the coin, and I mean a very thick coin, there are people who live the business, who are aggressive, who 24 hours a day are making contact and widening their sphere of influence. And there's Joe Jones.
What's awesome that you brought that up. We just had this conversation, a big group of us in a coach call was, what is the difference between me and the agent sitting right next to me? And it truly comes down to the limited belief that they have. Why am I able to close 70 units in 1 year and they struggle to close 5?
Mm-hmm. So tell us some of the tools that you're using now with the internet through social media that is even widening your sphere so much more. And we all know that's what real estate is. The more people you know, the more prospects you have.
Right. Well, ultimately, it's getting them to know you more than just the phone call. Because my initial conversation with them is a cold call. And I ultimately making anywhere from 15 to 20,000 calls a month, ultimately, doesn't get me a lot of one-on-one time with people. So now if I can share just a little bit more about me and what I'm doing via Facebook, via the LinkedIn, anything like that where there's photos, then ultimately you're going to have more, you're going to see the face, you're going to build rapport quicker, seeing the body language, the tonality, and of course the fun side on the photos.
I want to go back to that phone thing for a minute. I saw you and Robert, that's when I first met you and was so impressed. I saw you guys do a seminar. And basically there was a doorway and he had a curtain over it and he was talking to a bunch of salespeople, professional people in Orlando. And he said, the biggest scary thing in your business, the scariest thing in any salesperson's business is right under the tarp. He pulls the tarp and it's a door or it could be a telephone.
Right. The cold, black box.
Cold calling is the scariest thing on the planet. How do you do it?
Well, ultimately, I don't even think it's the cold calling aspect. It's the rejection, the fear of rejection. Everybody is so deathly scared of the fear of rejection. I mean, we've been taught in life to help people and want the applaud or want to be a good job, a pat on the back, a tap on the butt. You know, one of those things like you did a good job. But when someone says no or never or get away or stop talking, we get our feelings hurt a little bit. And the more it happens, the less we want to get drawn to it.
But you have got technology that is virtually, you can put the stuff in that you want. You can describe who you're going for, kind of your marketing thing. And that thing's making calls constantly, right?
Yeah. It's a dialer system where I can hone it in even more. And now that technology is getting so much better, you can not only call these people, you get their email, you can text message them from that, and then ultimately when you put them in a follow-up system, you will connect with them on Facebook and LinkedIn.
But how do you make the transition as a person they don't even know? And oftentimes people see a number come up on their phone or they get the answering machine at home and they go, man, I don't know who this is. How do you make that transition to become their best friend within like a 2 or 3 days?
That is probably the toughest thing, hands down, is the toughest thing to get them to remember you. Because the only way we have a massive action plan is by having just a small switch, a 2 millimeter shift in a mindset. So if I can get them to either one, remember who I was, or remember something that they told me, to bring them back to that conversation of, no, I'm not ready to sell my house, or yes, call me in a month. If I can't make you do that, I've lost the connection.
So is sometimes the parameter 2 or 3 years that somebody may first see your name, later start seeing you show up in the Facebooks and the social sites, and then pretty soon, maybe 3 to 4 years down the road, they call and say, Joe, you won't remember me, but I want to sell my house.
I've yet to experience that, but I guarantee that it's happened more times than not to people that have been, hey, I haven't talked to you in a year and a half. I'm not sure if you remember me, but I want to sell. It does happen now where you talk to someone literally 6 months later, they call you or they email you saying, hey, remember me? I'm on 123 Main Street. I'm ready now. Wow. Okay.
Whoa. Now, when you do call them or if they call you back, are you already equipped someplace in your computers or whatever with what has sold in their neighborhood and what else is going around them?
Typically, you keep, if I'm going to set an appointment with a client that's looking to sell their home, ultimately, you're going to keep that CMA active in your multiple listing service. And you can always pull it back up and do a refresh to see exactly where you are in today's market versus you were 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Now, you used a term, and my role as the host of the show is to say, sometimes to Robert, now to you, say, hey, you know, you used a term the audience won't understand. What's a CMA?
Well, it's a comparative market analysis. Truly, I'm going to compare your home to other homes that are either on the market or have recently sold. But it's going to be comparing homes that are either have the same features and benefits or just neighborhood in general, location.
Now, do you, as Joe Jones, center on a certain geographical part of Florida?
No, not truly. I mean, ultimately, I will go, 30 to 40 miles out. But I really try to stay focused right here in Orlando because it's very easy to watch what the market's doing and have a thumbprint right on it.
The one thing I like about Keller Williams, though, is the reach they have, not just in Orlando, but outside of Orlando.
Right.
So let's say that Caitlin, for instance, wants to sell her home, and she calls Joe Jones.
Yes.
And then she says, well, I know that this is a row of dominoes, so I'm moving to Tampa. Do you have a presence there so that we can coordinate this, close, move into the house?
Yeah, and ultimately, that Facebook aspect that you were talking about, that's a huge way for us to actually talk to other agents, refer them to business, ultimately interview them and find what they're looking for. So to make sure that they're a good fit in Tampa or better yet up in Maine or better yet in Los Angeles, anywhere. We've just now opened up another brokerage in Dubai.
Dubai?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
there's too many circles after the numbers in Dubai.
Yeah, I don't speak their language very often, but there we have agents there now that are Keller Williams.
I want to go back. You're growing up. You're a driven guy. I can see that. You've probably been driven since you were 5. What was it about real estate that you said, that's what I want to do?
So to be truthfully candid, there wasn't. I did construction. I did open, cut, and remodels for about 14 years, and I was the guy in the trenches doing the ditch digging, running the equipment, backing the dump trucks up. I was that person, and ultimately, my lifestyle has been, I'm going to do it better and faster than anybody else, and it got me to where I am today, and when I had to move here to Florida, and I use the word had to, I had to move here to change my lifestyle up for my family. Coming here was like, all right, what am I going to do? Because I can't get in the trenches here. There's a difference in culture. There's a difference in work ethic. There's a lot of difference between here and the North. So ultimately, I was challenged that way. So what can I do next? One of my cousins said, hey, try real estate. And I'm like, why would I want to do that? Come on, that's not hard enough. I'm not abusing my body. I'm not dirty when I come home. I'm not doing any of that. So I went, took the test. Got the license, sat down, and I sat with a gentleman that started doing cold calling, and that's what hooked me.
Is that right?
Yes.
So then you had to be like you did when you were in the trenches up north. you had to be the best at what you do.
Yes, sir.
And arguably, you are among the best anywhere.
Yes. I mean, they call it textbook.
Mm-hmm. But how did you make the transition? I think a lot of the people listening to us right now can remember vividly moving from the north and finding things like, I always laugh at this. I have a friend in Missouri that owns McDonald's. He's got about 40 of them. All right. And I took a picture of a sign when I first got to Florida that said parking for drive-through customers. And I sent him that sign and I said, things go a little bit slower in the South and it's part of life. So here comes Joe Jones, and you're a dynamic, high-energy person.
Yes.
Have you kind of had to make a transition to slow down, Joe? Now, I know we're just talking about selling a house, but don't give the keys to the neighbors now.
Yes. I just had an epic client that I met. Their house couldn't get sold the first time with an agent. I met with them. We got a contract on their home literally 14 or 15 days into the deal.
Whoa.
And the contractor, we had to fix a few things in the home. Well, I ordered the contractor to get over there right away, get it done. And the sellers are like, wow, hold on, slow down. We're still in awe that you got us sold this quick. Like, well, can we start over? Where's the reset button? We got to do something different. And so that's the mentality, is let's get you to where you want to be as quick as possible so there's less damage for you and your family.
Now, you have to have people in your office, support people.
Yes.
Who are not used to the Joe Jones fast pace?
Yes.
Or do you train them that way?
So yes and yes to all that. They're not used to it. I have a few people that are wanting to, hang out with me more and try to learn the cultures and the beliefs and the behavior that I have. And truly, they either have to be at my pace or they don't get it.
Is this something that will somehow morph into more of a Joe Jones coaching situation someday, like a Tony Robbins?
Well, great. I coach with Tony Robbins, and they're talking about that quite a bit. And ultimately, it's the market we're in, truthfully. I think if I was into coaching, I would have to really slow down my belief on what I feel you can do and what your belief that you think you can do. Because ultimately, I'm going to think you can do more because I think I can do more.
Timing-wise, were you in it in Orlando, in real estate, before the crash or during the crash or after the crash?
So right just after it, we came down, we started buying some condos, literally 2008, 2009, we started buying condos. We would come down, we would fix them up, and we'd put someone in them, or either a renter or get them sold. But we were buying condos for literally $9,000, $10,000, $12,000.
And that was just coming out, just recovering. That is also the time that Robert started RP Funding. Mm-hmm. And I first was acquainted with him. And I said, you're going to do loans with no lender fees in this economy. I think you're crazy. And we've been great friends ever since. But you started at that time, too. It had to be unbelievable, like pulling up a heavy skier from a motorboat to get the home sales started back then.
Well, it's truthfully, it's finding more than one leg to sit on your chair with. Because if you only focus on one aspect of your business, everything comes out of that one aspect. I mean, that's it. If you're only fishing one river, you're not going to go find another fish in that same river. It's the same river.
Mm-hmm. Real quickly, if somebody out there is right now interviewing a realtor, what is the big warning sign that ain't the guy or gal?
Typically when they're going to drop their commission right there in front of you, because ultimately if they're going to lower their commission on their work aspect, then what are they going to do on the final sales price when they come with a contract? And two, what are the comparables that they're comparing your home to? A lot of people compare to active listings, not sold.
Mm-hmm. And if they're going to find the best in the business, somebody out of your mold, do they just start asking questions? How do they find a Joe Jones when yesterday they were trying to buy a new car?
Ask for a report card. We're just like Robert is himself. We have report cards on our sales, what we get. Typically, if you're going to hire an agent, you want someone that's at 98% list to sales, meaning you're going to get 98% what I'm going to list it at, or you can ask an agent and they might get only 96.
Okay. If I'm an up-and-coming real estate agent, and I like what I've heard on this show so far, and I'm going to follow all the things that are coming out of this group that produces this, but I really want to meet Joe Jones. How would they do that?
Well, I'll reach out to me on Facebook, and then, it's get together. Go grab a go grab a coffee, go have a dinner, whatever it is, meet up with one of Robert's events, and then ultimately just get down and what are we looking for? What are we trying to accomplish?
Mm-hmm. And now give us, you know, the Keller Williams contact information, excuse me, and your contact information.
So Keller Williams is the KW, .com or JJONES at KW.com. And then my information, typically it's same thing, JoeJones@KellerWilliams.com or KellerWilliamsRealty.com. And then, I mean, other than that, it's reach out via Facebook.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a great way to kick off this series right here then with Joe Jones. Joe, thank you so much for being with us.
No, thank you.
Well, we're talking real estate on Real Prospector right now. Of course, starting off with the one and only Robert Palmer and Joe Jones. What a great interview with Joe Jones. He's going to be on here a lot, folks. I guarantee you that. But we're going to change a little bit now. And every show will not only bring on some real estate professionals, but we're going to be covering associated industries. In Florida, one of the first associated industries that deals with real estate has got to be your swimming pool. It's got to be your backyard features. Now, I look at two categories at least. One is the people that move to Florida and there's an existing pool. The other is someone who moves to Florida or has lived in Florida, finally gets that dream home and wants to build a pool. Having said all that, Tony Caruso joins us from Orlando Luxury Pools, TC Water Features, and the Pool Fanatics Pool Service. So they do it all, and they do your entire backyard. So when it comes to you're sitting down with a real estate person, Tony, and you guys are having dinner, tell us a little bit about the conversation, about what goes on when a real estate guy is talking to a pool guy.
Well, first off, Rob, I think listeners need to know there's 1.2 million swimming pools in Florida. So there's a lot of swimming pools here. So what we talk about when I sit with a realtor, one of the things that we look at when I do a lot of meet the realtor with the prospective buyer with no pool, for instance. So we talk about that for a second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be one of the things we look at is, one, does the lot support a swimming pool? Can we get in the backyard? Can we fill your dreams up with what you want? Then the next thing we talk about, once we can figure out if we can get in the backyard, what do you want that backyard to look like? Realizing there's a lot of things that go on when you buy a new home. You've got to actually get in the home. You've got to move in, get your telephone on, your cable, whatever it is, mm-hmm. and get settled. And then you want to build your backyard dream. Sometimes it happens immediately. Sometimes there shortly after. So once we talk about what your dream backyard entails, then we take it back to my amazing office, and Tina goes in there, and she'll put this package together. So one of the things that we're asking for, there's a swimming pool for everybody, but not everybody. What's the pool going to do for you? What's the pool going to do for your family? What's the pool going to do for your lifestyle? Are there any physical needs that the pool needs to do for you? Do you want a spa? You want fountains? You want water features? What's the backyard going to look like? Then we take your thoughts, and we put those in the paper. Then we take those thoughts from paper and we make it a reality dream.
Wow.
And that's how we do it. But before we get to the construction part, I promise you, I'm going to ask you more questions than you're going to want me to ask you, because I want to know, how many kids do you have? Do you have grandkids? Do you have family that lives close by? Do you entertain a lot? Again, back to that therapy issue. Do I have back issues, neck issues, leg issues? We can design a package just for you. Just completed an amazing stand-up full-body massaging spa out of concrete. Not been done before. We've done it. Customer loves it. Customer's 5'10". We measured the customer's body, and we put jets exactly where he wanted them, including hip jets. You wonder, how can I do hip jets in a spa when everything comes from the back wall? We build another small wall that comes around. We put those hip jets in, calf jets, lower buttocks jets, a back and leg jets, lower back, upper back, neck jets, full body massage. You can have anything you want. So if you can think about it, we've probably built it. And matter of fact, I'm pretty sure we've built it, because we've been building in Central Florida and around the country, in and out of the country, for over 35 years.
Wow.
And how do we do that, Rob? I'm supported by an amazing family of business. My business, or our business, is family owned and operated. There's only two left in Central Florida. They used to all be family businesses, Rob. Mm-hmm. So we're not the big corporation. We don't have the 45 salesmen that come out and try to sell you what you're looking for or what we think you should have. We actually listen to what you want, and that's what we design.
Do you work with a lot of the people in the real estate industry? Let's say somebody is moving into any state that we cover with this, and they're coming in to the realtor and they say, you know, that home doesn't have a pool yet, but I'd like to have one. So do you work with them in that way that they would suggest you?
I do. And we have one that's on another show that I'm on that he'll call me up and we'll go out and visit the job site and we'll look at it. Say, you know what? This really doesn't support what you're trying to get at, or it does support. You know, in the real estate industry, we're looking at a percentage of value. So let's say you're buying a $300,000 home. Well, you don't want to put a $150,000 pool in the backyard because it really won't support that. But it would support a $60,000 to $90,000 pool by far. Now, here's something else we look at. How long do you plan on being in the house? And I heard this many times. It's a five-year house. I'm going to be here 5 years. I'm going to move out. Well, those are the people that you probably aren't going to spend the bigger end. But I also say one more thing. For 5 years, why don't you look at what the pool is going to give you and your family back? And in 5 years, the appreciation value is going to be there. Because what I build today is going to cost more to build tomorrow.
Right.
That's just something that the big boys control that I can't control as far as dollars and cents on materials.
And also with the real estate industry, if the realtor has no idea about swimming pools, how they operate, about automation, can they go into a community and usually find a member of the Florida Swimming Pool Association that can come out and educate the new homeowner without obligation on what makes that pool work?
Right. There's 562 of us in the state of Florida, and you'll do a very good job of reaching one, but never hire any contractor that's not a Florida Swimming Pool Association member. And there's a lot of reasons. We won't go into it today, but there's a lot of reasons. Another thing else, Rob, is when I meet a realtor that's buying an existing home as a second home for an investment, they want a short-term rental that out, we do the same thing. Or if a realtor calls us up and the house has an existing pool, we do that as well. Where, you know, they want to know, okay, the house is X, what's it going to cost me to bring the pool up to standards or good operating condition? We do that as well too. We actually do probably about 10 or 12 a month of those.
Well, so many in the recent economy, so many of those homes have been empty for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years for foreclosure,
right,
since the crash. You have probably found some monsters. Some really bad pools.
Yeah, so believe it or not, right now we're working on a green swamp. It was a foreclosed house. Believe it or not, Rob, it was off the beaten path up in Winter Springs, and no one had probably looked at this property for 4 or 5 years. We can walk across the water. That's how thick the matting is in the bottom of the pool. You know what? And the homeowner's going, this is a disaster. Tear it out. I said, why? Why are we going to tear this pool out when we can sit here and do the following? We draw up a plan. We put it all together, present it to him in 3D, and he's going, really? You can really do this?
Mm-hmm.
And I saved him about $12,000 from having to pull the old pool out and starting over again. And at the end of the day, he loved the shape, and he's going to love what we're going to put back in the backyard.
Now, there may be two kinds of home buyers as well. And that could be the person who moves to Florida who wants to keep the pool, renovate the pool, upgrade the pool, or at least bring it back to using status. But there may also be, and tell us if you run into this, somebody who loves the neighborhood, they love the shopping center nearby, but they don't want that pool in the backyard for some reason.
Two options.
Can you come in and close it up?
Sure, two options. I think we're on about the 18th or 19th total tear out this year. Just tear them out. And of the 18 or 19, 17 put new pools back in. The other was just back it up and, you know, fill it in. The biggest key there is access. Can I get in the backyard? Not with a wheelbarrow. I need to get back there with a machine because we're going to bring the soil mm-hmm. back there via machine.
I want to talk for 2 minutes about something else, then we'll close out. I want to talk about the fact that based on these times, based on what's going on, the home has changed as a place to be. The home was for a couple of generations just a place to sleep, just a place to eat, and then everybody was off to their friends. Nowadays, the home has become a security. It's become a place where the family wants to feel welcome. And it's become a place where we want more in the backyard than just the swimming pool. So your industry has changed, led by you.
I've done a lot in this industry, Rob. I mean, what my company offers is one-stop shop. Believe it or not, I'm hearing more one-stop shop today than I've ever heard before. That would be like buying a new home or buying an existing home that needed to be updated. You want to hire one person, handles everything, a tiered package. That's what we do. We'll build your pool, spas, fountains, waterfalls, water features. I'll do outdoor summer kitchens, outdoor living areas, putting greens, batting cages, basketball courts, bocce ball courts, landscaping, landscape lighting. All that is a one package deal. We just finished a project just like that where the customer was adamant about one-stop shop. You know, where I coordinated mm-hmm. everything. And they look at pool builders have earned a tremendous amount more respect these days because back in the day, there were so many of them. the market got over flooded, the builder got overwhelmed and had to not, and is no longer here. So we've sustained 35 years of this, Rob.
So now the real estate industry is right with you on that. And when people look at the home, they look at it as a gathering place, a secure place,
sure,
a place where all the friends are going to come to you instead of your kids being scattered all over town. And that is what calls for us to look at a backyard for not just the pool, but the fireplace, the fire pit, the baseball, everything back there. And these companies are now morphing into that. Very important for the real estate industry to realize that and stay on top of that. If people want to find out more about you, they want to see stuff about your site, they want to see some of these swimming pools and pictures, how do they do it?
Real easy. Visit OrlandoLuxuryPools.com. The pools is plural. You can contact us at the office. I'll be glad to take you to projects, come in the office, go over our library and category. That's 407-282-4911. I have a very nice presence at TC Water Features on Facebook. You know, Rob, when we put all this package together, you know what amazing things can happen in your backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we do. We build dreams. And one of the things that you get when you hire TC Water Features, you have owner direct access. Hard to get these days. Owner direct access in any business is hard to do. I'm very transparent. My company's very, very transparent. This is what we do. This is what I love doing. I want to do it till I really can't do it no more, Rob. You know, 35 years and I'm not 27 anymore, but you know, 35 years is where I want to be and I want to keep on going.
Folks, we want to certainly thank Robert Palmer at the beginning of the show. We want to thank Joe Jones from Keller Williams, and we want to thank Tony Caruso, Orlando Luxury Pools, TC Water Features, and the Pool Fanatics Pool Service Company. We have him on in a few weeks. We're going to talk about pool service and keeping up the value of the assets that you have in your backyard. But for right now, I'm Rob Newton. Tell all your friends about Real Prospecting.